The White House Report.
As there are more questions and concerns after the wrap up of night two of the Republican National Convention, one of the big questions happens to be if this Trump administration violated the Hatch Act. Well, according to many, including former senior advisor to President Barack Obama, Valerie Jarrett, she contends the White House is in violation of the Hatch Act. Its main provision prohibits all employees in the executive branch of the federal government, except for the president and the vice president, from engaging in some forms of political activity. Well, that activity happened at the White House Tuesday night. First Lady Melania Trump delivered her address to the nation from the Rose Garden, the newly renovated Rose Garden. President Trump also held a naturalization service in the White House, and he also gave a pardon from the White House, all during the Republican National Convention. But going back to the First Lady, her speech was very controversial. One, because it was in the Rose Garden of the White House, a newly renovated Rose Garden of the White House that she oversaw, and also the fact that she could be violating the Hatch Act. But then there's another piece. 4 years ago, then civilian Melania Trump plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech at the Republican National Convention. I talked to Jarrett Hill, the young man who discovered that Melania Trump indeed plagiarized Michelle Obama's speech. Jarrett and I gamed out the last 2 days of the Republican National Convention. Take a listen.
I think what was most interesting to me is that, like, the first thing she came out and spoke about was the 2016 speech, right? She, the very first thing that she referenced was the convention last year. And I thought that was a really bold choice.
But a convention 4 years ago.
Exactly, in 2016, where she plagiarized the speech from Michelle Obama. I thought that was really rich, but I also thought it was very Trumpy. The Trumps have such a long
history. In your face.
Exactly, right, of taking their biggest weaknesses and taking that and making it the thing that they project as their strength. And we've seen them do that, you know, since he came down the escalator and probably even before that. But all throughout this convention, I found that to be interesting, like how diverse it is. But when you look at that White House, when you look at that cabinet, when you look at those interns, when you look at those policies, you look at those rallies. So like they have a history of like taking their biggest weaknesses and acting as if they are strengths. And that was
trying to embrace them, trying to embrace them. Yeah,
right. It was strong to me that was what you came out and did immediately. You first come out talking about the 2016 convention.
I'm April Ryan, AURN News.